Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow, and I'm joined today by Chrissy Otan, Event Director at the new Bayou Point on the campus of ULM. Chrissy, welcome.
Thank you, Corey. Good to be here.
Thanks for being here today. First, let's talk about this this name, Bayou Point. I was thinking the other day, you guys are actually on a little point in the bayou.
We are on a point in the bayou, and it's absolutely the most beautiful view on campus, in my personal opinion.
Now, this Bayou Point Event Center is a brand new building, but it's not really a brand new building, is it?
It's not. It used to be the university's natatorium, and it's a lot of fun to bring people through on tours and people who've been to the natatorium before who swam in the swimming pool and to kind of explain to them, like, you're standing in the swimming pool right now, or taking them down to Spirit Hall where the high dive used to be and, you know, kind of reminiscing with them on that. So it's been a lot of fun to show it off to people.
I was talking to a buddy of mine, and he said, look, Corey, you can't get new buildings built on university campuses. He says it's almost impossible. But you can remodel buildings a lot easier.
Yes, you can.
And so you guys took the old swimming pool, filled it up with dirt and concrete, mm-hmm. and then I was looking, I was in the room, but the day they started filling the pool up, and I said, God, the roof is really low in here. When you started looking at it for a conference hall. Mm-hmm. And then you jack the roof up another 15, 20 feet, and the next thing you know, you've got a huge room that you can have events in.
Yes, and they did. They've done a fabulous job with the building. I've told people time and time again that our area has been starved for a facility like this. Just something that will hold a lot of people. It holds a lot of people, but we can also hold, you know, 175 and still not feel like it's too big. So we're just really excited about the possibilities that will take place there.
And the old natatorium had gotten in the kind of shape where it was needing a lot of work, and there wasn't a lot of use, unfortunately, of the public of the facility. And so this was a great coup for the university to be able to turn this into something positive rather than just knocking the building down.
Absolutely. It just came to a point where not a lot of people were utilizing the facility. And what I love about it is that the university went to the students and asked the students, what do you want to see here? Because at the end of the day, that's what it's about, is providing a place for our students. And they voted and they chose the Student Event Center, and I couldn't be happier that they did.
Now, the building was built at about a $7 million cost. You guys went in, and if you remember the old natatorium, you kind of took the swimming pool area and made that into a large banquet room facility?
Yes. It's what we call Cypress Hall. It can seat up to 450 people at round tables. Or we can split the room in half and just have a smaller area on each side.
So you kind of took, there used to be the big swimming pool was on the left, the diving area was over there on the right.
And so
that's pretty neat. So the big room, 450 folks for, what kind of events would you be having in a facility like this?
You know, we've already started scheduling events. We've got lots of weddings. We have family reunions. We have a lot of pastor appreciations, birthday parties. And my favorite is just all the student events that are going to be taking place there.
Now, the underutilized part of that building always was the back. There was a beautiful view of the bayou, and you mm-hmm. just had this little bitty short, little stubby back end on
right.
the back of the building you could go out there on. You guys have developed sort of the water side of this property. Tell me what's happening on the back side of the building.
So the back side of the building is my absolute favorite. I like to walk out there a few times a day just to enjoy the view of the campus and the bayou. But they did a fabulous job. They made a huge deck and patio area off the back where we've already got events scheduled out there. Several different things, from concerts on the decking to just cocktail parties outside. It's just they did a fabulous job, and it's just a beautiful place.
You even have sort of a little step area that can turn into kind of an amphitheater with a guy sitting down at the bottom playing music and people on the rise going up the hill there.
Right, right. We've got several things that we're going to do to utilize that area, but we do have a few concerts out there where people are, they can be on the deck and play their music and have people on the patio area and the little amphitheater area. So
the rest of the building inside, what else is in the building inside?
So we have a theater, which is awesome. I really enjoyed watching that process, how they got all the speakers put in and the screen put in. But it's a 83-seat theater with theater seating, nice comfy chairs. And then right off of the theater is a small reception hall. And we've already booked some authors coming in, doing book signings, presenting in that theater area, and then having a small reception area to the left. Another favorite of mine is down at the end of the building where the diving well used to be, is now what we call Spirit Hall. And it is a room that's dedicated to our cheerleaders and dance line for them to practice. They've got locker rooms, bathrooms, and just very excited about that area.
Now, you're having a special event coming up. First, the ribbon cutting coming up on Friday, the 16th of March. What's happening there?
Right. So we're going to meet outside of the event center and just have the ribbon cutting. We're excited about bringing in old SGA presidents who were in place when all of this was voted on and talked about. And so we're just excited to have everybody out for that.
And then the super grand opening party is what?
Our super grand opening party is going to be that evening at 7 o'clock. We're teaming up with the Louisiana Seafood Association Promotion and Marketing Board and Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser. We've got several area chefs and restaurants coming in to showcase their specialty dishes, lots of seafood. We've got a few non-seafood providers. Lots of good drinks. Josh Madden Band will be there playing, and so it's just going to be a great time.
And that is the new Bayou Point Event Center. The grand opening is called Flavors of the Bayou. Now, Chrissy, if somebody wants to find out more about Flavors of the Bayou, where can we send them?
You can go to ulm.edu/Bayou Point, and that's point with an E. Or you can look at our Facebook page, Bayou Point Student Event Center, and there's links to buy tickets there.
All right, that's Chrissy Otan, event director of the new Bayou Point facility that is opening on ULM's campus.
In today's economic climate, there is only one sure bet. The world is changing, and at lightning speed. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As the day's events unfold, join us for the very latest, later on Marketplace, from American Public Media.
Join us this afternoon at 5:30 here on 90.3 KEDM Monroe, listener-supported public radio.